The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Wednesday, January 9th, 2013, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, friends, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to be a part of the show today, 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And before I hand it over to the other guy, I wanted to just thank Global Star Radio Network for pulling Sons of Liberty on to their airwaves. Welcome to the team, and we're proud to be a part of yours as well. And we also wanted to thank KYAH 540 AM in Delta, Utah, taking our weekend radio program. So, welcome aboard, and we thank you for entrusting us to come aboard with you.
Delta, Utah. Also, too, on the Facebook, Sons of Liberty, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. We have a lot of new people that we'd like to introduce, but I'm only going to name the top 10 that have been happening over the past week. A lot of folks have been liking Daniel Horton, Nick Stone, Jeff Johnson, David Rothwell, Wyatt Tolley, Brandon Gatsky, and Philip Robillard. We also had a quote this morning that said this: thank you for adding me to your friends list. I listen to you, your show every day. Keep up the good work. That's INV525.
And if you'd like to be one of my friends as well, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on Facebook, or follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1.
Had another guy say, this is what, you know, the text art that we talk about. I posted a picture here just the other day on Sons of Liberty Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook, excuse me. It says, give up your car because others drink and drive? Then why give up guns because others commit crimes? And Keenan Fletcher commented, said, not giving up my guns until I'm dead. Folks, this whole thing has sparked rabid response from people all over the country regarding the gun topic. I also want to introduce some new columns to the team of Sons of Liberty Radio. News with Views, Bradley just posted on last night. It went live this morning at 1 a.m. Central Time, but if you're in Pacific Time, it was last night. News with Views, The Young Patriots, The SLU Journal, and Conservative Daily News. All four brand new columns that have happened over the past week. And speaking of News with Views, newswithviews.com, gun control dictator style, Bradley posted this morning and last night. Thank you. Great quotes was one of the responses. I also like the articles that point out how the cities with the most restrictive gun control laws have the highest murder by gun rates, like Chicago and D.C. Keep up the good work. But man, using your brain is going to be declared illegal pretty soon. Better develop a backup plan, Brad. Of course, he was joking. Danny South also commented, enjoyed your excellent article in today's News with Views. Bradley, this was an excellent article, just plain excellent, said Josh from Roanoke, Virginia. Thank you for all of your responses, folks. We'll continue to read them as often as we can. We have 1 hour program, so we don't get a whole bunch of time to share it, but we appreciate your interaction because you are all sons and daughters of Liberty as well. And please, if you don't have the phone app, go to our website, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Download the phone app. You can take Sons of Liberty 24/7, any time of the day. Click it on your iPhone, your smartphone, whatever you have. Get the Sons of Liberty phone app.
Well, what we're going to do today is, as a matter of fact, on one of those new articles that picked us up, or new columns, I'm sorry. Yep. What is it called?
Newswithviews.com.
No. The other one that's got over 100, almost 900 Facebook likes. It was just posted last night, speaking of tyranny.
Freedom Outpost.
Thank you very much. Freedom Outpost. Those guys have knocked it out of the park, and there's probably 170 tweets. So I don't know what we hit there, but we hit a gold mine. And, again, for those guys over there at Freedom Outpost, we just want to tell you thank you very much for entrusting us, and thank you for coming aboard with us as well. And great stuff.
He was on the radio last week with us, too, Tim Brown,
cool.
The guy who runs that site. He is a great guy. He understands where the Constitution comes from. It comes from God.
Friends, what we've been talking about over the last week here and the week prior to that is we've been talking about Mussolini and Mao Zedong and Joseph Stalin, and Friday we're going to get to Nuremberg trials. And what I've been doing over the last couple days is I've watched these in the past, but I watched them again just to take myself down a refresher course, speaking of Hitler, Adolf Hitler. And I got to be honest with you, just watching Adolf Hitler, if you didn't know where he came from for years that he was reigning over that country, you can't really find much wrong with what he was doing if you didn't pay attention to, again, where he came from and what he was about, and, of course, what he was doing behind the scenes. But today what we're going to be doing is talking about the dictator, Adolf Hitler, who tried to establish a new world order. For those that didn't know, George Bush Sr., George W. Bush, the Bushites, go all the way back to their grandfather, Prescott Bush. Prescott Bush actually financed Hitler's war illegally. And you can look at the string of why we're seeing these things take place in our country, not just through socialism. And again, we look at Adolf Hitler, what he established, a national socialist. Pretty weird stuff, pretty crazy stuff. But if you're wanting to know why it's bleeding into our country, it always comes back to this. They depart from God. They want to do it their own way. They want to at length be God. That's why they eradicate God. And we know what happens, according to Scripture, and we can see through history, what happens when men attempt to usurp God. It doesn't last very long, again, because God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. And we also understand that our forefathers, America, has been born in the fire. And friends, if we've been born in the fire, we're not going to settle for the smoke, and we see a whole lot of smoke today. Our forefathers threw off a tyrant named King George, and it's time for America to do the same thing lawfully throughout the United States of America. So when we come back, friends, we're going to be talking about the dictator, Adolf Hitler. This guy, to be quite honest with me, and you, it blew me away. I'll get to it when I get back, friends. It's just overwhelming stuff. A two-hour documentary inundating me with information. I'm going to share it with you right when we come back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I must say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
One of the things that we hear today, friends, is give up the rights, or your rights, our rights, America's rights, for the common good. I'm going to kick this piece off really quick before we get over to Adolf Hitler. Thomas Jefferson rightly said, where the people fear the government, you have tyranny, and where the government fears the people, you have liberty. Equal access for it. On a parallel. Together. We're in this together. Again, Thomas Jefferson said, where the people fear the government, you have tyranny. Where the government fears the people, you have liberty. The politicians, bureaucrats, and especially judges who would have you believe that too much freedom will result in chaos, as they conveniently leave off the rule of law.
Yep.
Therefore, we should gladly give up some of our rights for the good of the community. In other words, people acting in the name of government say we need more laws and more jurors to enforce these laws. Even if we have to give up some rights in the process. Folks, these people believe the more laws we have, the more control, thus a better society. See, I say just the exact opposite. If man doesn't listen to God's Ten Commandments, you're going to listen to man's 10,000 commandments. But what you're doing is you're beginning to see a reprobate mind, a carnal mind, a secularist mindset, an atheist mindset, or a deist mindset, friends. This theory may sound good on paper, and apparently many of our leaders think this way, as evidenced by the thousands of new laws, policies as rightly as to what they really are. They're rightly called policy, friends, not laws, that are added to the books each year in this country. But no matter how cleverly this Marxist argument is made, the hard fact is that wherever you give up a right, you lose free choice. And this just adds to another control. And control's real name is bondage. The logical conclusion would be that if giving up some rights produce a better society, then by giving up all rights, we could produce the perfect society. Just listen to that.
Mm-hmm.
We could chain everybody to a tree for a lack of trust, friends. This may prevent a crime, but it would destroy privacy, which is the heartbeat of freedom. It would also destroy trust, which is the foundation of dignity. So, rather than giving up rights, we should be giving up wrongs. Friends, listen to me. Rather than giving up rights, we should be giving up wrongs. Rather than tolerating corrupt politicians, America, we, because we have the freedom to do the right thing, should be enforcing the laws against these criminals that serve we, the people. Because the opposite of control is chaos. More laws do not make fewer criminals. We must give up wrongs, not rights, for a better society. We must enforce the Ten commandments against crime so we don't have to deal with man's 10,000 commandments produced by tyrants. William Pitts of the British House of Commons once proclaimed, "Necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves." Now let me say that again. Necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. See, as they ask you to give up rights, friends, they're asking for more control over your lives. You see how that works? Remember what Thomas Jefferson rightly said. Give up rights for the common good. Where the people fear the government, you have tyranny. Where the government fears the people, you have liberty. And what are we seeing today concerning gun right issues, for example, friends? We got to bear down harder. Not re-educate, not look into the educational system and judge that rightly and get the evil out. Not what is Hollywood producing. In other words, don't point your finger at those that are advocating or actually teaching the young people how to commit the crime. Let's just blame the gun, as if to say the act is apart from the actor. How foolish, friends.
You look at unifying, you know, you talk about these dictators like Stalin or Mao or Hitler, and the thing that people liked about them was that they unified the whole country. Well, what was that unification by?
Chaos.
It was terror. By a gun.
It was them either, doing it.
You either listen to me or I kill you. That's not unity.
Mao Zedong said that he brought the revolution to China through the barrel of a gun.
Yep.
Stalin was the one that united his country in terror because the system of terror was essential to Stalinism. Yep. Who was creating the chaos, friends? They were.
Mm-hmm.
Because they would not be ruled by the laws that God gave, wherein lies freedom and true liberty, which only the Son of Man can give.
So the external appearance is that everybody is united. When you watch the big Hitler parades, everybody's saluting Hitler. But what you didn't realize is that you get fined if you don't salute him.
That's right.
This is by force. And what is that force? That force is government.
See, but other countries didn't know that.
That's right.
Yes, they thought, oh, man, everybody loves this guy. He's a great guy. And we love his mustache.
That's right. That was what won it. You know, Napoleon said, well, then, I will tell you, Alexander, Caesar, Charlemagne, and myself have founded great empires. But upon what did these creations of our genius depend? Upon force.
Yes.
Jesus alone founded his empire upon love, and to this very day, millions will die for him.
You know, it's interesting that you say that, because people say, well, why is God so set on ruling people?
Yeah.
Well, he gave you a choice, didn't he, friends? I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I've set before you life and death, both blessings and cursings, therefore choose life. He told you what choice to make, but he didn't make you make it, did he? A lot of people are going to be in hell, friends, that chose to be in hell because they wanted to rebel against the life giver, the right giver, the life giver, the law giver. God gave his law because he loves. Isn't it interesting how people say, what's his problem, man? Why does he want to rule over me? Well, because you're his kid, number one, but maybe you haven't thought about this. Do you remember when Jesus was performing all those miracles for the people? Remember how he's healing the blind and the deaf and even raised the man? He blew grandma out of the stinking grave. The Bible says all the books can't even contain all the miracles that Jesus performed. But the people came about to Jesus and tried to make him king. And what did Jesus do? He ran away from them and he went and spent time with God. He didn't want to rule over the people by force the way that the Romans did, friends. And this is what the atheists would have you believe. This is what the secularists would have you believe. This is what the humanists would have you believe. This is what the God-haters in America would have you believe. And if that doesn't work, then they'll start to contrive theocracy into their mindset. Well, let me put it this way, simply, friends. If you won't be ruled by God, you're going to be ruled by tyrants. There is no other way. There is no middle road. And by the way, tyrants knew that when a nation threw off God, now they had to implement new government by, guess what, friends? Jake, you just said it. Force. Force.
And you know,
what are you seeing today? Authoritarianism. You're seeing totalitarianism, friends. What are you doing? They're making you by force accept it or else. Or else what? That's what you need to listen to. And that's where you are today, America. This man in office, he emulates every one of the dictators that we have talked about in the past. And is there a mixture? Absolutely. He's attempting to take a little bit of every one of them and make it into his own. He's trying to tear down the Constitution and recreate it in his own image, in one that looks just like him. Man, that sounds like all these dictators. Boy, that should put a shiver up everybody's spine in this country. And I'm not talking about just federal government. I'm talking about local government that's doing the same thing, friends. You have the same thing going on in your country. You have Muslims. You have two Muslims in the United States today, friends. One in Florida and one in Minnesota, Keith Ellison. Trying to recreate who we are so he can overthrow. And let me tell you something, friends. That's exactly what it's about. Only to implement Sharia law. What are those guys doing in government anyways, Jake? Isn't this the beginning of tyrannies?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. It's all there. All the earmarks are there. Patrick Henry said, one of the Sons of Liberty said, he said, it's when a people forget that God, that tyrants forge their chains. That's exactly right.
Yep.
By force. Mm-hmm. And see, just think. Everybody's complaining about this engineered fiscal cliff, aren't they, friends? But see, if they would have read, thou shalt not lie and thou shalt not steal, the American people, we the people, would have held government accountable for their lie, their perjury, under oath, friends, for taxation without representation. Because that's what it came out to be. Had nothing to do with what they were saying it was about, friends. Just like the first time and the second time and the third time and the fourth time. What do you think, a tyrant's going to tell you the truth? He wants to be God. He's going to lie to you. Just again, friends, read back as to what the Word of God told us to do. When you keep my commandments, my statutes, and my judgments, then you will prosper in freedom. But freedom is not without righteousness, and it is not without Christ in any sense of the word, friends. Nowhere do you have freedom without Christ. Nowhere. As they're not preceding that freedom, somebody that sacrificed, namely the preachers, to give it to you. And if you don't know anything about American history, friends, you might want to study out the Black Regiment, because they were the bad boys, the forefathers that we should be talking about on a daily basis, that were men of God, and they feared not the face of man. They feared the face of God, and they destroyed the works of a tyrant. And that's why we have what we have today, because of them men. It's all because of Jesus Christ. Amen. And that's why they're all anti-God in every sense of the word. It is when a people forget God that tyrants forge their chains. We'll be right back after this break talking about Mr. Adolf Freaky-looking Hitler. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley-C. Why Alley-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley-C. For more information and to order Alley-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley-C today.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, America. You got Bradley and Jake talking about Adolf Hitler. Let's get over to old Adolf. Funny looking joker with a little mustache. Do you know that he was so revered in that country that men began to emulate him? That is a delusion, my friend.
He's a man.
His father, Adolf Hitler's Alois, was 51 when Hitler was born. Alois was a civil servant. He was short-tempered, strict, and brutal. It is known that he frequently hit young Hitler, and he died when Hitler was 13 years old. You see this with mob heads. You see this with dictators. You see this reoccurring thing. But if we go back to Scripture, we'll know why they ended up in a lot of ways, in the ways that they did end up. Train up a child in the way he will go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. Hitler's mother, Clara, was the opposite of Alois. Very caring and loving, and she frequently took Hitler's side, which is ironic because this is the first time I've read this. But Stalin's mother was an Orthodox Christian, and his dad was a brutal drunk. But I get back to Hitler's mother, Clara. Hitler's side, she always took Hitler's side, Adolf's side, when his father's poor temper got the better of him. She doted on her son, and for the rest of his life, Hitler carried a photo of his mother with him wherever he went. Nationalities is what I'm after. Nationalities. At the beginning of Hitler's reign, friends, people need to understand you are seen identically, verbatim, as to what happened with Hitler, as to what happened with Mussolini, Mao Zedong, and Joseph Stalin. Nobody ever took them serious. Listen to what I'm telling you. Speaking of Adolf Hitler and dictators and what you're seeing in the White House today, nobody ever took them serious. Well, friends, when they get into position, you got to keep in mind they're not there to be ruled by law. They're there to create law that looks just like them, as I said to you right before the break. And keep in mind, friends, nobody took them serious. I told the guys during a break today, I'm writing my letter, my weekly commentary. And I said, for people to accept Barack Hussein Obama as the president of the United States and actually take him serious shows how far the American people have been dummied down. Nowhere is this man being ruled by law. And I know the saltless conservatives of the day are still trying to figure out if Obama hates us and why is he working against the Constitution and the Christian religion and all this other good stuff in our education system and, well, whatever else comes with it. Contrary to that, friends, you need to understand they know exactly what they're doing. In the 20s, Hitler could have been stopped with ease. But again, people didn't take him serious. Because fellow Germans at that time, back in the 20s, thought that Hitler was just an average run-of-the-mill wacko who posed, listen, no threat. They posed no threat. I want you to keep this in mind, too. They do nothing lawfully. They do nothing lawfully. If we go over to the Reichstag, the fire that engulfed the Reichstag 28 days after Hitler's ascendancy to chancellor was planned and executed by his henchmen, Hermann Göring and Joseph Goebbels, propaganda ministers. Joseph was. Nobody believed that Hitler would have ever done anything like that. See, but again, people didn't pay attention to his upbringing. They didn't pay attention to the fruits of Adolf Hitler. An interesting point. Did you also know that Adolf Hitler was a loudmouth activist? That's how he started out. He was confused. Same thing with Joseph Goebbels, his propaganda minister. Had no purpose in life and then until they found each other. When you look in history and at history, you can find out the Reichstag actually was used to start a war, which at length started a world war. And at the end of that world war, 50 million people died through Hitler's henchmen. Hitler didn't pull the trigger, friends. Hitler, concerning the Reichstag, publicly blamed the communists, an accusation that allowed him to arrest the communist members of the Reichstag, his enemies, friends, his political dissidents, those that didn't agree with him, friends. He creates the crime, and then he arrests his enemies. Who created the crime? He did. See how that works? They're guilty of what they accuse you of. Homosexual activists? What do? They create the crime, and then they blame you, and then they say you're bullies. Oh, another thing which was interesting with Hitler's Germany, did you know that they play the victim to the world? After all was said and done with, they played the victim, our poor nation. Really? They just got done killing millions and millions and millions of not only foreign people, but also their own people. And they were the victims, friends. It's the same thing you're seeing today. The ones that are crying victim are the ones that are actually advocating the murder of babies in the womb. Just think about that, friends. Right. This isn't too far off from where you're at right now, my friends. Again, Hitler publicly blamed the communists, an accusation that allowed him to arrest his enemies, the communist members of the Reichstag, and their... thereby eliminating his major political opposition. A young, mentally deranged communist Dutchman by the name of Marinus van der Lubbe was arrested, tried, and convicted of setting the fire. Friends, who started the fire? Hitler did. After the fire on March 23rd, 1933, the newly elected members of the German parliament, the Reichstag, met to consider passing Hitler's Enabling Act. You see what's going on here? Create chaos. I heard somebody yesterday say, friends, that, you know, if you try to take away our guns, there will be a revolution like 1776. That's great. Stand your ground. Absolutely. Draw the line in the sand, my friends. But have a care, friends, that everything is done lawfully. Because chaos is only created by these dictators to bring in their order, to throw off the old, to bring in the new. What do you see Obama do? Empowering the younger generation against the older generation. You know them as entitlements. He's creating dependence, friends. He's creating useful idiots and minions that will do his biddings for him. Oh, you know what? I can just see this now. Oh, Bradley, because I see a lot of these bloggers taking a step back now. Wait a second, Bradley was right. Wait a second, what Bradley was saying 5 and 10 years ago, man, he's right. Oh, who's talking about gun control? What's that, blogger? I didn't hear you. What did you say? Who's talking about gun control? Everybody is. I was talking about it 10, 15 years ago. You just weren't caught up yet in your stupidity. Now what are they doing? Gun control. We were talking about the homosexual agenda, how the NEA was infiltrating public schools. They have a homosexual caucus. Now they have a drag queen caucus. Then we find out Kevin Jennings, his icon was Harry Hay from NAMBLA, North American Man Boy Love Association, whose motto is walking down gay parades in the United States of America for those that will tolerate their crimes against God and their abominations against God, crying out sex before eight is before it's too late. That's just the beginning, friends. But we've been talking about that for a long time. Homosexuals are like, geez, what's this guy's problem? I don't know. I'm just there standing in the gap for the kids. Why wouldn't you stand behind me if you weren't advocating crimes towards them? You got to ask yourself the question. I go on. Hitler, on March 23rd, 1933, after passing Hitler's Enabling Act, it was officially called the law for removing the distress of the people in the Reich. Can anybody read into that for me? The law for removing the distress of the people in the Reich. In other words, the law for removing all of my opposition, folks, because if these people, my opposition and my obstructionists stay in front of me, how am I going to have it my way? That's how dictators talk. Law for removing the distress of the people and the Reich. It always appeals to the carnal man, doesn't it? No price to be paid, friends. Just give it to me. I'll take care of all of your worries. Yep, we hear this all day long. Just before the Hitler vote, Hitler made a speech to the Reichstag in which he pledged to use restraint. What are you hearing with gun control? Just a side issue, friends. Obama telling the NRA you're going to come into the White House and meet us? I wonder if he asked. I bet he probably did, because I guess probably Wayne LaPierre would probably say, I didn't get an invitation. You're not going to tell me what to do outside of who we are. Hitler also promised an end to unemployment and pledged to promote peace with France. Really? End unemployment? Huh.
How does the government do that?
It's interesting that Hitler was standing there saying, hey, listen, if you don't have a job, you can always put a brown shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
Who's creating that unemployment, Jake? You know, remember I shared with you yesterday, friends, about dictators? You know what they like to do? They like to take from somebody else. They like to steal, like Obamahood and the White House from the American people, and then give it to somebody that you don't agree with, friends, that should receive it. But what he's doing is he's creating your enemies. He's empowering your enemies with the use of your money. At length, friends, the rope that you're giving these dictators is at length hanging yourself. But just keep in mind, dictators ain't giving, friends. They're taking. They're never giving. And if they do give, keep in mind, Obama, friends, never had a job a day in his life. He's an activist. That's all he is. He's a loser. He can't even run a stinking candy store, friends. Just like his little politician, crafty politician, might I add, that sets right next to him before they pass Obamacare, saying this is too big of a blanking deal. His name was Joe Biden. Oh, these useful idiots don't know what they have coming down on them, do they? They haven't studied history.
That's right. Or they wouldn't be talking.
Friends, we're going to come right back. We're going to finish off Adolf Hitler. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Yeah, clom is good. You're my sidekick, Jake. You're
dot
supposed
clown.
To. Clom.
Clom.
Clom. Dot com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Want to know, why did Hitler have to pass that Enabling Act? Well, the law would hand over the constitutional functions of the Reichstag to Hitler, including the power to make laws, control the budget, and approve treaties with foreign governments. Folks, can we bring this back to September 11th? You have something called the Patriot Act, friends. You know, the bill that was passed at 4 o'clock in the morning and not one congressman read it before they signed it? That sounds like the fiscal cliff, doesn't it, friends? Sure does. Why are they handing them over bills at 3, 4 o'clock in the morning concerning national security, friends? Well, Hitler attacked his own Reichstag, and the first thing they did is, oh, this is starting to sound a little familiar.
Mm-hmm.
So he attacks his own Reichstag, creates a war, and then he overthrows the Constitution. What does the Patriot Act do, Jake?
Yeah.
It does just that, doesn't it?
It gives all the power that are in the Constitution.
To the FBI, to the bureaucracy. Does anybody realize that the SS was nothing more than a bunch of mass murders, all created through Hitler's bureaucracies? Did you realize that, friends?
Well, if you listen to the Enabling Act, that term enabling, what does that mean? It's I'm enabling you to do something. In other words, you can't do it until I enable you to do it. The Constitution constricts the powers and confines the powers of government. Hitler wanted to be enabled to go beyond what the Constitution already
but
said.
But what was the delusion? Enabling. We're enabling. Well, friends, you have to give me this power so we can enable ourselves, us, Germany, us in the Lord, or us in God, Hitler used to say.
Mm-hmm.
He would act like they were a part of the plan.
Yep.
No, they were just there to promote his agenda.
Yep.
That's it.
The Constitution prevents me from doing this. What? Attacking those that are political opponents. Well, why are they political opponents? Because they're the enemy of our country.
What is the state-run media doing
they're
today?
They're terrorists.
And we've heard that from the DHS.
Yep.
We have.
The advantage, I think, to what you say right now is with Bush and the Patriot Act, You have two different political parties, so they're playing the two parties off of each other.
Yep.
Hitler was only one. He, of course, did it with far less people. It's going to take a much longer time here in America. But two parties, they can ping pong off each other. There's always a straw man. There's always an enemy. The other side is always doing this or that wrong until eventually it goes down the same funnel. And that's where we say that the agenda moves on, no matter what the political party is that's in power.
We're going to get to that in just a second. You know, as a matter of fact, I was asking the producer here really quick. I wanted to know the origin, the background of Hitler's parents. What were they, Heather?
They were both from Austria, and they're both Roman Catholic. His father was born illegitimately. So his grandma, there's speculation because his grandma worked for a wealthy Jewish family that she may have gotten pregnant with Hitler's father by one of the Jewish sons in the, of the family that she worked with. It's not completely proven, but there's speculation that that may have been the father.
That's so pretty sick. Maybe that explains the mustache. Because that's pretty weird, right?
Like his long
that's not like the norm. So you're saying there may be incest there?
Grandpa.
That's not factual. That's speculation?
No, not incest. That his grandma, because he was born illegitimately. In other words, she wasn't married and they don't know who the father was. They're speculating that Hitler's father...
Could have been a Jewish guy that got her pregnant.
Father, yes.
Oh, gotcha.
Correct. His grandma pregnant.
Okay, because, you know, the old saying that, you know, everybody knows that Hitler's mom was half Jewish, right? Or she was Jewish. You hear that all the time. That's how you look into the facts, friends.
Yeah. She was a Roman Catholic.
Yeah, I didn't want to say anything about that because even during this German-made documentary that I watched last night and the night before for 2 hours, it was interesting that I can't recall hearing anything about, you know, was he Jewish? Was his mother Jewish? Was his dad Jewish? No. Roman Catholic. Okay, cool. Only speculation, friends. Let's keep that in a for thought. On March 21st, an elaborate ceremony took place designed to ease public concern over Hitler and his gangster-like new regime. Do you want me to say that again? On March 21st, an elaborate ceremony took place designed to ease public concern over Hitler and his gangster-like new regime. This Obama guy, what are people saying?
The pimp? He's a street thug.
I mean,
naturally, but those are the tactics that he's using.
What is old Limbaugh say about Mr. Obama? What does he keep calling his administration the regime? His gangster-style-like regime. They were worried about this in the 20s. Finishing his speech, Hitler walked over to Hindenburg and respectfully bowed before him. Hindenburg friends didn't trust Hitler. Case in point, the cabinet thought they could control Hitler. Hindenburg said he could not be controlled. Hindenburg was right. After Hitler walks over to show homage to Hindenburg, he respectfully bowed before him while taking hold of the old man's hand. The scene was nothing but a public spectacle, all used for political purposes, because the scene was recorded on film and by press photographers from around the world, and this was precisely the impression Hitler's and Goebbels wanted to give to the world, all the while, listen carefully, plotting to toss aside Hindenburg and the elected Reichstag. Wow, gee whiz, a dog-eat-dog world, huh? To consolidate his power, Hitler, he outlawed all but Nazi-controlled organizations. Is there a problem with unions sometimes?
That's pretty enabling.
We should talk to Governor Scott Walker about that one. What do you think? He used secret police, the Gestapo, you have the DHS, yeah, to spy in concentration camps to punish all of those that opposed him. Then what he did is he instigated, Hitler did, the Hitler Youth Program. I don't know if anybody's aware of this, but does anybody realize Obama's attempting to do the same thing, friends? Just thought I'd share that. What are they called?
Obama Youth Brigade.
Yeah, the Obama Youth Brigade. What, have they got, like, what, three or four?
Well, he's got
welfare
two
recipients,
right?
That are on it.
Should be,
no, I don't
two.
Think they'd be a part of it.
They're not even,
because if they knew what he stood for,
yeah,
they probably wouldn't be standing there neither, right?
They do got bodyguards.
But I think Michelle, she likes all the pomp of being the president's wife.
Yes.
If she's not out there trying to zero in on what kids eat.
Mm-hmm.
You think she's looked in the mirror lately?
That's important. We need to worry about diets.
Yeah.
That's the government's job. It's in the Constitution.
Yes. So Hitler instigated the Hitler Youth Program, which was a compulsory program for all youth of Germany, which was run by the schools and government powers. Every youth over the age of 13 was forced to join. How did the world look at them? Oh, man, those guys got it made over there.
Wonderful.
Really? German laws made by Hitler soon required everyone who had one or more Jewish grandparents to register.
Just register, though. That's all.
That's nothing wrong with that.
We're
no.
just going to register.
Well, why would you want
just because
to register them?
We're
anyway,
good bookkeepers. We just want to keep things organized.
Okay. Well, let's get to the end of that registration.
Yeah.
Six to 12 million Germans were killed by Hitler in his rise to power and in maintaining that power. At length, 50 million people died because of Adolf Hitler. Friends, I could go on. And on and on and on and on about Adolf Hitler. There was even points, friends, during this documentary, very in-depth, where you would look at it and say, what's the dude doing wrong? He's making all of his promises, he's fulfilling his promises.
Great.
But he didn't have anything to fulfill them with. If people would have looked behind Adolf Hitler, they would have found nothing there. Towards the end of his reign, this is where I seen he started getting weird. In Germany, the people started to look at him a little differently. They started making pictures, posting his face everywhere. And I think what happened is Adolf started to look at himself differently. That was his first and his last mistake. There was a delusion that was sent there by the Lord God of heaven that people might believe the lie. Why? Because they loved not the truth. They gave themselves over to Adolf instead of unto God. Remember the church of the day, friends, had wiped off ashes from their cars after they came out of church? But they didn't realize those were the ashes of the Jews that were being burned in incinerators. Yeah. Pretty crazy. In furnaces, friends.
You know,
but wait a second. This is important. I'll give you the last minute, Jake. What was important about this is towards the end of his life, he started to go after other countries. Once he started to go after other countries, what happened is the world started to gather together against Adolf Hitler. He started to become paranoid. There was 42 hits out on his life. Every one of them failed. And what's also interesting about Hitler's death, nobody ever seen the body. Nobody's ever seen the body of Adolf Hitler. That is highly irregular. Because when you have a dictator or a mass murderer, people want to see the dead bodies. It's interesting nobody's seen Osama bin Laden either, isn't it, friends? You don't just dump his body into the water. You show the world what was wrong with his body. Didn't it line up with the agenda? Or what was the case? I'd like to hear from some of those Navy SEALs as to what took place there. I really would. That really did knock the door down and take him out. But the point was, is at the end of Hitler's life, his country was completely destroyed. Millions of people all over the world began to realize who he was and what he was, but not until after the fact.
Folks, we appreciate all of your support on the Sons of Liberty. And know this as well, when you donate to the Sons of Liberty, right now we have three packages. Some of you took advantage of it yesterday. We have a $75 Support the Cause for Justice on the My War series, documentary series. Every $100 donation gets a free silver dollar there on sonsoflibertyradio.com. And also the benefits package of Son or Daughter of Liberty. Join us now, be part of the team, folks, and we will change America and restore it to its original foundations upon the Constitution and the Bible.
One nation under God, in Jesus' name, 1 John 3:18, talking 23. See ya!
Preparedness is simple. When you have the right stuff, and with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple, with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.